This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We direct your attention now to Securities and Exchange Commission Form S-1. It's officially titled a registration statement under the Securities Act of 1933. It was filed today by Univision. The country's biggest Spanish-language broadcaster is going public. No word yet on how many shares it's going to offer or how much it hopes to raise in its IPO. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, going public now makes some sense for Univision.
It's a good time to be Univision Holdings. It's often beating the big networks during prime time among the coveted 18 to 34-year-old demographic. It's got local television stations at the top of their market. Alex Nogales is the CEO of the National Hispanic Media Coalition.
The numbers are up. Their advertising rates are up. They're just doing a great job with the Latino community.
And the Latino community is a community that advertisers want.
They're in the, I'm going to say, the perfect demographic.
Carl Salas is an analyst at Moody's. He says it's a demographic that's growing, that's young, and
the consumer spending represented by Hispanics, that's only increasing over time.
By some estimates, the spending power of the Hispanic community in the U.S. is around $1.5 trillion. Angeline Close-Scheinbaum is a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. She says Donald Trump, turns out he's an important part of this story. The decision by Univision to sever ties with him after he insulted Mexican immigrants.
From a consumer psychology lens, I think this couldn't have been better.
Univision showed potential investors what it is.
I wouldn't do a buy-in to an IPO unless I believed in the company, not only their product or service, but in this case, their values.
It's the sort of brand awareness that'd be tough to buy. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.